Welcome to Kodampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kodampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
Now, this is really hard for us as human beings, because as soon as life is challenging, what happens to this inner voice? It becomes very negative, doesn't it? And it starts to, it's a voice of discouragement, a voice of self-loathing, a voice of self-doubt, just comes up. You know, so we might be a swan on the surface paddling really hard, but inside we've got this, you're not really worth it, you don't really look very good anyway, look at all those other swans, they're much more beautiful than you, they've got a nicer part of the lake, do you know what I mean? All this stuff, they don't really like you anyway, you know, all this, if they only really knew how hard you were paddling, you know, all the rest of it, they're all gliding, you know, you get this, don't you, this voice that comes, and what happens with this voice is it just creates a negative image, right, of yourself, that only you see. Right? So this idea, because to be honest, most people are so busy paddling hard themselves, you don't really appear to them that much unless you affect their life in some way, or it's just a little bit of interesting gossip or whatever. They're not really that bothered. So this, so we create a negative image of ourselves, and then we hold on to this. Yeah? And a lot of this negative image and this voice is telling us that we can't cope, that we're not good enough, that this is only happening to us because we're a bad person or because we lack certain this, that, and the other. Yeah. So we have to change that voice, and instead we have to encourage ourselves. You know, we have to have respect for ourselves. We have to really encourage ourselves. And from this, we can get some confidence. You know, we have to tell ourselves, because we do listen to this voice. And so if this voice is saying to you, you can't cope with this, you can't deal with this, you're not strong enough, everyone else is stronger than you, you're useless, well, that's what we believe. And so the problem, we can't even deal with the problem, because we can't hear it through this negative narrative that's going on and on and on in our head. And with this comes so much anxiety and worry and tension, because this negative voice is so powerful that it produces a lot of unpleasant feeling, anxiety and worry. And eventually, you know, I don't know if you've had this experience, but you can almost feel mentally paralyzed by it, that you can't, you doubt yourself so much, you can't make any decisions at all, you know? So it's a horrendous thing. But the sad thing is, it's our voice. We're doing it. We're listening to this voice and believing it and creating this image. But it's false. It's just an image that we're creating. And it actually has no valid basis. Other than, of course, we have problems. And yes, sometimes it is difficult. And sometimes we don't feel that we can cope. Okay? But everyone's the same. So we have to learn to, we've got a lot of bad habits, you know, of mental thinking, a lot of tendencies, ways of thinking that aren't helpful. So one of the first thing, or second thing you need to do is to start identifying when this voice becomes active. Okay? So listen to what your voice is saying to yourself. Listen to it. Because it isn't true. It really isn't true. Okay? So as you're moving around in the world, listen to that voice and see how often that voice actually is saying, well done, you're doing okay. It doesn't say that very often, does it? I don't think so. It doesn't naturally, does it? You know what? You're coping here. You're doing okay. It doesn't. It's always telling us we can be better, you know, we should be better, et cetera, et cetera. So listen to this voice and change that narrative. Because if you've got a problem and a difficulty in your life and you're still standing, you're doing well. If you think, you know, a whole life, whatever age you are, how many problems and difficulties you have faced, and you've come in here today. So you've done well, haven't you? Don't you think? You know, when we look at, you know, the society as it is now, you know, just high rates of self-destruction, horrendous. And we're here, and we're still here. So we're actually survivors, aren't we? So that's really good. And so we tell ourselves, you know what? You've been through a lot. I mean, even just minor things like teething, learning to teethe. You know, that's a hard thing to survive. And we take it for granted. You know, my daughter who's got triplets, she's got three at the moment teething. And it's a hard challenge for those babies and for her. You know, so we survived teething. Do you remember, do you know what it's like to have a toothache? We've all had toothache. Isn't it horrendous? It's one of those pains. Of all the pains, it really is awful because you can't get to it, can't you? You can't really ease it, etc. Okay. Well, when we were little, we grew our teeth and we survived. And here we are. Do you know what I mean? Like, it is amazing. When you really, you know, you watch little human beings developing and what they have to learn to become independent. It is phenomenal. Learning to walk, learning to talk, learning to deal with people in the playground, all this stuff. And we're here, aren't we? And they're just normal things, let alone whatever difficulties and problems we've had with people in our lives throughout our childhood. But we're here. So that's great. So we have survived a human life to this point. Well done. You know? So this is our voice. This has to be our voice. It has to be one of encouragement. Throughout my life, I have dealt with all sorts of things. I'm still here and I can deal with this. All right? I might not deal with it perfectly. Yeah, but I will deal with it. I might not quite understand right now how to deal with it, but if I just allow my mind to relax, maybe the answer will come. Or maybe the answer is you do nothing. It's true, isn't it? So many problems in life, when we get really worked up about them and get anxious and stressed, we start a knee-jerk reaction and make everything worse because we feel like we've got to do something. But often, what we have to do is nothing. It's amazing how many things disappear when you do nothing and how things get worse. If you end up from an emotional state, do a lot of stuff and it all gets worse. So we need to understand that our thoughts are transient. Okay, so no matter how difficult sometimes our mental pain is, and I know it can be so, so hard sometimes, it's transient. It's just a moment of mind. We don't just have one feeling or one thought and it stays with us, do we? It's not possible. I think how many thoughts and feelings you've had already. What time is it? 11 o'clock. Right? How many? Could you count them? I couldn't. Definitely not. If I'd counted every thought and feeling, you know, and it's only 11 o'clock. So our mind is continuously moving. So this is important to think about. So this means that no matter how difficult my mind feels, it's just a moment of mind. Because what often we do is we get this negative response to a situation, or we get sometimes nothing externally happen, and it can just be something mental thought, can't it, about something that's happened in the past or something we'd like to happen in the future. And what happens is we just get this very, very unpleasant feeling. And we then identify with that and we think that it's permanent. But it's just a moment. It's just a moment of mind. You know, if we really think about our mind, it is quite unstable, really, isn't it? Do you know, it can just, you know, it just moves from different extremes all the time. Okay, so sometimes all we need to do is sit with that unpleasant feeling and it will pass. Or distract ourselves and it will pass. But what we shouldn't do is identify with it and think, this is me. I'm a miserable, negative, depressed, horrible person. All right? Just in that moment, we have unpleasant feeling and we don't feel great. Maybe and our mind feels quite weak and we don't feel that we can deal with things. Just in that moment. But it doesn't mean that we're always going to feel like that. So it's seeing that the thoughts and feelings are transitory. And that, yes, of course, painful thoughts and feelings will arise. For all of us, we're good at masking it. Other people don't always necessarily know because we're like the swan, you know. So we can mask it. But we're getting lots of painful thoughts and feelings all the time. But they only become strong if we hang on to them. Right? So the longer you hang on to it, the stronger it gets, the heavier the mind gets. Yeah. So the longer we hold on to our negative thoughts, the heavier the mind gets. So this process of hanging on to our negative thoughts, be them about ourselves, be them about other people, is what Buddha called inappropriate attention. Okay, it's inappropriate because it's not helpful. Okay, if something's appropriate, it's helpful. It's inappropriate and it's attention. So the mind is focused upon something and it's holding it and it's not letting it go. And the longer we hold it, the heavier it gets. You know, it's like that analogy, isn't it, of someone holding a glass of water and then someone saying, how heavy is it? And the person says, well, it depends how long I hold it. Okay? Because holding a glass of water like that initially would be quite easy, wouldn't it? But no big deal, would it? Here I am doing my weight exercises every day, right, with this glass of water. But if I just stand here for 3 hours and you come back, how heavy is this glass of water? Yeah, and when I put it down, my arm will be aching, won't it? Okay, so it doesn't actually matter how heavy the water is. The fact is that I've held on to it. The longer I hold on to it, the heavier it gets. Right? And so, you know, all of us, we've had a lifetime of various problems and difficulties and challenges. And if we hold on to them and we're always thinking about them, then the mind is getting heavier and heavier and heavier. Okay? And as the darkness sets into our mind, then of course it's surrounded, isn't it, by all sorts of feelings. And then we lose ourselves. You know, that feeling you just got lost somewhere in your mind. And even people who are around you, who are kind and like you, you know, and they try to draw you out. When you're really lost in that place, there's nothing anyone can say, is there? They can't reach you because you're lost in this sea, this negative place, because you've held it too long. Okay. So the next thing we need to learn to do then is to become aware of how long are we holding our negative thoughts? Okay. How long are we holding them? And how long should we hold them? Do you think we should hold them for 5 minutes, 10 minutes? Okay, we've got a negative thought that's telling us that we're useless, that we can't cope with this situation. Right, here it is. How long do you think is an appropriate time to hold that? I think we need to drop it immediately, don't we? Okay, we need to drop it immediately. Okay, so you can see what we've got here going then is a mindfulness practice, okay, where we're watching the mind and making sure that what we're holding on to is not negative stuff. Because the longer we hold it, the more unhappy we'll become. So Buddhism, people sometimes don't understand this, but Buddhism is all about becoming an inner being. But this doesn't mean that you become so obsessed with yourself, you don't care about anybody else. It's that you're just watching all the time what's going on in the mind. You've got an awareness all the time of what's going on in the mind. It's interesting because we've generally got some awareness of what's going on in the body, and we've generally got some awareness of what threats are coming to the body. Even now, there'll be some sense of you, you know, you've made sure that you're comfortable and you're safe and all the rest of it. You know what I mean? You're checking, aren't you? There's a part of us that's always a little bit vigilant to make sure that our body is safe. And we're careful what we do with this body in different ways, you know, depending how much of a thrill seeker we are. But any of us wouldn't run straight across a motorway, okay, without looking, you know. So because we want to protect this body, but we don't have the same idea about protecting the mind. Okay? We have to protect our mind. because it's our mind that determines how we experience and view our reality. So if our mind is very negative all the time, then we will feel very unhappy. And when we look out from this negative place, then all we see are faults and problems. Okay? So we've got to protect our mind. So, so very important. We've got to protect our mind. And so one way of protecting it is by monitoring what's in it. Okay? Monitor what's in the mind. Thinking, okay, what am I thinking? Okay, all right, this is not a good thought for me. Because if I follow this way of thinking, what's going to happen? I'm just going to get more and more unhappy. Yeah. So it's this feeling, okay, this is not good for me. Okay? So we stop our inappropriate attention. So negative minds, Buddha called negative minds delusions. And the definition of delusion is a mind or part of mind that arises from inappropriate attention and functions to make us feel unpeaceful. Okay? So whenever the mind starts to feel unpeaceful, there's some negative or delusion going on in the mind. And it's been allowed to stay in there too long. Okay? So again, you know, if someone's going to say to you, well, you'll never have negative minds again. As an ordinary human being with an ordinary life, I don't think that's possible. We are going to have negative minds. Okay? We are. But our job is to be aware when they're appearing and not allow them to establish themselves. We've got to drop them. So there is a point when the mind is moving towards some negativity, be it about ourselves or about somebody else, where we can actually distract the mind from it. But if we stay with it for too long, there's no way we can. It gets a hook on us. You know, when you get to that point where you're thinking about something, you just want to stop, but no matter what you do, it keeps coming back in your mind. You know that feeling? And sometimes even at night, you go to bed, you wake up in the middle of the night, you're still thinking about it. Like it's so entrenched within your mind that you can't shift away from it. So that's an indication you've let it stay in too long. So what we've got to do is we've got to find it in the early stages. So this is real mindfulness. You've got to be really watching, what is my mind thinking? Rather than thinking, what do I look like in this situation? Or how am I appearing to others? Which is where we're often thinking, very externally focused. We've got to start monitoring our mind throughout the day. Now, I know this sounds like it'll be very time consuming. You know, you think, well, I've got a very busy life and I'm running around, blah, blah, blah. How am I going to have time to also be checking how's my mind? Okay. But it becomes, at the beginning, it is a little bit clunky, a little bit awkward, but eventually you get used to it and you can start to feel when the mind is turning towards some negative thoughts and you can then steer it back.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.